Aboriginal health services in Sydney's COVID outbreak zones are beginning a vaccine blitz in their communities with hopes to immunise hundreds in just a few weeks. It's hoped it'll bring much-needed protection for the thousands of vulnerable Indigenous residents locked down in the city's COVID hotspots. Indigenous Affairs reporter Kirsty Wellauer reports.
Today, 300 Pfizer vaccines were delivered to this Aboriginal medical service in Western Sydney.
1, 2, 3...
Darryl Wright is the chief executive of Thurowell Aboriginal Medical Service in Campbelltown. He says they've been waiting for this day.
We don't want anyone in the community to get the virus, but we want to make sure that there is some protection there for our community. And we've got a big community. We've got over 100 people here who's past 55 years of age. And they're important to us as our young ones.
Up until now, this health service has mostly been receiving doses of AstraZeneca. But the majority of their community is under 60, and Pfizer is the preferred vaccine for them. For weeks, they've been unable to vaccinate those who want it. But now many are rushing to get the jab.
With the first booking we had 200 Pfizer vests, and then within 10 minutes, 80 people. We had 260 last week, Pfizer. But before that, with the AstraZeneca, all our elders have had their second needle now.
So far, less than 7% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are fully vaccinated, compared with more than 13% of the general population. Lionel Austin from the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service says communities are keen to be vaccinated.
Since we've had the availability of Pfizer in June, our vaccination rates have gone more up and up. And sadly, you know, with a lot of the information swirling around about AstraZeneca and a lot of the confusion, it's obviously having a detrimental effect on that vaccination rate with AstraZeneca, but our Pfizer rates have gone through the roof.
Aboriginal Victorians are now more likely to be immunised than non-Aboriginal Victorians. The federal government is aiming to have all Aboriginal community-controlled health services administering Pfizer by mid-August. Epidemiologist and data scientist from the University of New South Wales, Dr. Kalinda Griffiths, says the government isn't being transparent enough about their Indigenous vaccination strategy.
There is a large gap in the data and reporting to better understand what's happening in the vaccine rollout. There's no publicly available data on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander vaccinations. And there's no information on vaccinations by jurisdiction. So we don't have that disaggregation of data that's absolutely necessary.
So far, the government hasn't released a breakdown of vaccination rates by state or region. Dr. Griffiths is concerned that without the data, some areas are being overlooked.
This reporting would be able to tell us what we need to know in terms of who's received what, where, and it would provide us the transparency needed for everyone, not just Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Dr. Kalinda Griffiths from the University of New South Wales, Kirsty Wellauer reporting.